Okay, so good evening, and Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to have a very interesting discussion tonight dealing with drinking on Purim. That's the Gemara that we're up to, a very, very, very much misunderstood, and unfortunately, therefore, troubles come from it, and that's what we're going to learn tonight. So we're in our regular Gemara Shir on Zayin Omid Beis and Gemara Megillah, and we are about 10, 15 lines down from the top. Learning Lili Nishmas, my mother, and Nikaparis Mishkova, Chanabas Meir Avram. Learning also for a special, for Mr. Bachner, Oliver Shalom, and for Monique's mother, and also for Rafu Shleimim, and Hashem for Monique, Miriam Chayabas Yehudis, Mitz Hashem, she's going for a procedure tomorrow, Mitz Hashem, she should have a Rafu Shleima. So, Shar Holy Yisrael. Okay, so we are beginning with the words, Abaye bar Ovin, Rabbi Chanina bar Ovin, Mechalfei Sudusayu Lahadode. They would switch around their Sudus on Purim. We're going to spend a few seconds on this before we get to the real discussion. We could have probably spent an entire shir on this line over here, but not enough really for the full shir tonight, and then we'd be stuck right in the middle. So I want to get to the talking about drinking on Purim. So this is a continuation, really, of the idea that we had last week when talking about Shalach Manos. And we have these two great Amoraim, Abaye bar Ovin and Rabbi Chanina bar Ovin. They were two brothers, and they were poor, and they would not have enough money to really go and provide for their own suda. So what they did was something very smart. Mechalfei sudasayu l'hadode. They switched around. The simple reading of the words, which is the way some of the Mefarshim understand this, is that one of them gave to the other his suda, so they exchanged suudos. In this way, they were makayiming the idea of shalach manos, or some say matanos levyonim, because you can't really be makayim. Remember, we have the gear, so you can't be makayim mishlach manos unless the person has sudas purim. So if they didn't have the sudas purim, so this would really be matanos levyonim. The idea was that they could flip it around. So I'll give you yours, you give me mine. I'll give you mine, you give me yours, and we'll be yotze in this way, each having done either shalach manos or possibly the matanos levyonim, as well as now we have each a sudas purim. Rashi has a totally different way of looking at it. Rashi over here says, mechalfei sudasayu, ze ochel im ze bipurim shoshana zu, ubishnia soed chaveiro imo. What they did was, he says, he invited him over, you come to me this year, and I'll go to you next year. And that's how they were exchanging the Sudas Purim. And some of the Mefarshim bring down over here that what Rashi is telling us over here is a chiddush, a huge chiddush, that you can be yotze, the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, by going to somebody else's house. So both of them were yotze Shalach Manos. One who's giving him the Suda, and the one who's eating by his house is making his friend Misameyach. So you can be yotze the idea of shalach manos by making a friend misameyach. That's the whole purpose of shalach manos, is really to encourage and bring about greater friendship and achdus and klal Yisrael. So therefore, it's a wonderful idea to do this. And there's a lot more to be said about this, but like I said, I'll leave this for another time. Mirtz Hashem. Now we'll get to really what I wanted to discuss tonight, which is a phenomenal subject, which are one of the greatest stories in all of Shas, and we'll see a twist on that story as well, and one of the most misunderstood or potentially misunderstood halachos that many, many people are so makbid on, and maybe if they fully understood it, they would be a little bit acting differently than they are. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, Mechayiv inish libasume befurya. Now, how do you translate those words? Rava said that a person is obligated libasume. What does the word libasume mean? So Rashi says over here, lihishtakir b'yayin. Person has to get drunk. The simple reading of Rashi is that a person has to drink to the point of shichrus, and it's a chayiv. Chayiv, mechayiv inish libasume b'pura. How much so? They get to be the drunkenness of lot b'shichruso. That's a very, very, very high level. A really, really inebriated state. Or, you know, he's a little bit happy, has a smile on his face. You know, his breathalyzer test would be slightly above the legal limit, right? What is the shir? So the Gemara says, Ad lo yoda ben orur homon lebaruch Mordechai. Until you can't distinguish the person has imbibed enough, we'll see in a moment what he's imbibed. He's imbibed enough that he is unable to tell the difference. Again, the simple reading of the words, the lo yada, he isn't able to differentiate, to know, bein aru Haman, between cursed is Haman, lebaruch Mordechai, blessed is Mordechai. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now, Rashi says over here, Avsume, we just said, l'hishtaker biyayin. So many are medayik in Rashi, and as well as diyuk in the Rambam as well as many others, that say you bidavka have to go, and whatever this dinner, l'basume bipurya, you bidavka have to go and drink wine to accomplish this din. Okay? Drinking, black label, blue label, whatever the label your choice, drinking whatever yayin sraf, whatever liquor you want, so that wouldn't accomplish this according to the simple reading of Rashi and the reading of many, many others. The Gilyone Ashas, Rosef Engels, that's Sal. So he questions this. He says, I don't see where Rashi gets this from. And he has a whole discussion. Where did Rashi get this from? Where's the Rambam? Where do others get this from? So there are a number of Rais. He goes through some Rais. And he says that many Rishonim that agree with Rashi. He brings down the Radvaz, the Rokeach, the Rashbam. They all say that the Chiyav of Sudas Purim is Bedavka over here to go and have it with wine. On the other hand, there are other opinions that disagree with that. Certainly the majority opinion, and according to everybody, the mitzvah min hamuvchor is to go and have specifically wine as part of your suda, as part of this mitzvah. But there are those that disagree. And he brings down here that there are other opinions. Okay, so the standard opinion, as I said, the Rashi, the Rambam, the Radvaz, the Rashbam, the Rokeach, many others, wine, has to specifically wine. You're not yotze with other types of alcoholic beverages. Whatever the mitzvah is. We haven't discussed yet what the mitzvah is. Whatever the mitzvah is, you're not yotze with other beverages. Okay? However, he brings down from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh as well, and he says, the reason for this is because the Nes was done with wine, and there's so many things with wine, that's why Bedavka has to be with wine. But he says, he concludes, Ha'olam lo nizorim b'zeh. The Welt doesn't paskin this way. The Welt is greater than the Rambam and Rashi and all the others that say it has to be wine. And the Welt doesn't paskin this way. Now, the Welt has a lot of people that also could agree with them. So he brings down the Stipler Gaon, Zatzal, in the Orchas Rabbeinu. He says, Efshor l'shtaker gam b'yayin sraf. So he says, okay. And they bring down, from, I think, the Kaf HaChaim says, if wine is going to hurt you, so then you can also have something else. They all agree that wine is preferable. He says, it's mashma from the Orach HaShulchan that you can have something else. And Rav Nissim Karlitz Shlita says, v'adai mitzvah min amuchu l'shtaka miyayin, shabo nas ha'neis, but maybe with something else. Rav Yashiv, they bring down, also said, maybe with something else. But the bottom line is, a person should certainly use wine for whatever aspect, we haven't gotten to what the din is. Lebesume bepurya, whatever we're talking about. So he should use wine preferable to other alcoholic beverages. What about grape juice? For all intensive purposes, you know, most of the time, maybe with the exception of some that say you need cheirus on Pesach night, so you should preferably have wine rather than grape juice. Most poskim say for Kiddush on Shabbos, no problem. Grape juice, wine, interchangeable. So are they interchangeable on Purim? So that would be defeating the purpose according to the idea that you have to have ad lo yada. You can drink an awful lot of grape juice. All you'll do is get fat. It's very high calorie content. You're not going to get drunk. Grape juice has no alcohol content. So he brings down over here, Ravoznes, that's how the Shelus and Shuvah Shevet Halevi. So lo mekaimin bozeh mitzvah. You don't accomplish this chayev lebasume bepurya by drinking grape juice. It doesn't make you happy. That's the same reason why some say you need to have this aspect of cheirus on Pesach night, and the Dalet Kosos, according to some, should ideally be alcoholic as opposed to just grape juice. Certainly, at least b'di'eved, maybe even l'chatchila, you can have biyotze with a dalek kosos with wine. And certainly if it's going to harm you or if you have a problem, so then with grape juice. So you can certainly for the dalek kosos. But for Purim, you know, you want to have a glass of grape juice, fine. You want to have a glass of orange juice, fine. It's not going to help you accomplish whatever this mitzvah is over here of besume before you.
Was scotch and vodka around
like that? Yeah, it was around. Yayin Straf's been around for a long time. They have always had Yayin Straf. It's not a new innovation. All right? I don't know if they called it what we call it today, but it was always around. Okay, all right. There's lots of stuff to drink for those that want. Okay, now, before we go further and discuss this, let's see the next little story in the Gemara, because the story is a phenomenal story. So we have this din. Rava tells us this din, you have to have something to drink, wine preferably, as we just said. Enough so, which we have to explain still as well. And then it tells us a story. Rabba the Rabbi Zera, of Dusudas Purim, Bahadeh Hadode. Rabba Zera, two great Amoraim, they had their Sudas Purim together. And the drinking that you're supposed to have is during the Sudas Purim. Almost all the poskim say that there's no real mitzvah to drink at any other time. It's to drink during the Sudas Purim. Okay? So they had the Sudas Purim together, and they drank together. Ibasum, and they drank. Okay? Rashi says, Nishtakru. They unfortunately became tipsy. Kom Rabba. Rabba gets up in the middle of the Suda, drunk. Shach Dele Rabbi Zera. Simple reading over here is he kills Rabbi Zera, kills him. Okay, we'll see that not everybody interprets it this way. Shach de la Rabbi Zera. But this is a simple way, and this is the way many learned this. L'machar, the next day, Bistama, after he's no longer inebriated, he sees what happened. If you're an Amora on the level of Rabbah, you can do this. Many of the Tanoim and Amoraim, the stories throughout Shas, Medrashim, that they were able to be Mechayim Mesim. So they had the supernatural powers, supernatural ability. Because of their high spiritual level, it comes with the ability to do certain nisim. We have Tanoim and Amoraim that did nisim all the time. So what happens the next morning? Boy, some of the gears of boy, Ole Rachmim, he had mercy, he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on poor Reb Zera. Va'achye, and he resuscitated him. He had a Trias HaMesim. Right? He had Trias HaMesim. Okay, end of this year Purim. Next year, Purim. No, what are you doing, Purim for Suda? Right? That's it. Lashana, next year, Amalei. Rabbi says to Rabbi Zera, no, Nesi, Maya, Vinavi, Suda's Purim, Badi, Adavi. No, last year we had such a good time. Let's get together for Purim this year. Amalei, Rabbi Zera tells Rabbi, nothing doing. I ain't coming over. Why? He says, Lo b'chol shaita v'shaita misrachesh nisa. Ain't somchin al anes. Not every year is going to be guaranteed that you're on the level that you're going to do trias anesim.
Once okay.
I'm not coming. That's the story. So let's, before we get into the real sugya, so what exactly happened over here? So not everybody reads it the way I just read it. Many, if not most, read it the way I just read it, that this was a case of actual killing him. Others read it in a more in an allegorical sense over here, and they read it as follows. Okay, so yesh be'arishonim sheivinu es ma'ase zeh kipshuto. Many rishonim understand this in the straightforward way. Brings down the Ran, the Balamor, other rishonim in the name of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Great rishonim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim is very important over here because he's really a Rishon Hushita, we're going to learn tonight, who's critically important to how you understand this whole din. So just keep in mind, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says this as well. And they understood this, that he killed him. Rabba Shechted Rav Zera. Okay? And Rabbeinu Ephraim was a Talmud of the Rif. Right? Great Rishon. Shela'acha Shira Maisa Zeh. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, after this Maisa happened, he doesn't come back for next year. Because you know what? Rava was the one that said, Chayev Inish Lebesume Bepurya. This mice approved that that's not the halacha. This is not the halacha. because otherwise he would have to come back next year. And instead, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, "Nidcha dino shel rova shamachayv odlam v'asumi b'puria adaloyad abinar haman lebaruch Mordechai." And he says, "We do not paskin like this." So this whole din, Rabbeinu Ephraim strikes this din. Does anybody pick this up? Yes, yeah, somebody by the name of Rav Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, quotes this and says, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says that we don't paskin this din halacha l'maisa. That's what he writes in the Beis Yosef. Okay? That's the first opinion right now, as to the story itself, before we get into the halacha. Others disagree. The Meiri brings down that the word shchita here is a play on the word schita. Schita means to squeeze. Okay? V'hainu, shemiyachu at shechol mizeh. It's like he got squeezed from the alcohol until he got sick. Okay, the Gemara says, v'chaye, he was resuscitated. It seems like he had triyas amesim. He says, no. Then he brings down a pasuk from Yeshaya, hachlimeni v'chayeni, which means yir po'eni. So it means he got drunk, he wasn't feeling well, he had a really, really bad hangover, and he davened for him to get better. Rabba davened for him to get better. In fact, someone is saying from the Girsa over here, right, the Gemara had the Girsa, it says, Kom Rabba, and it doesn't say V'shochte. It says, Kom Rabba, period. Rabba got up from being drunk. Shochte L'Rebbe Zeira. Reb Zeira did not get up from getting drunk. He was very sick. Oh, Lamachar. And that explains why it says Lamachar. Why say Lamachar? If Rabba saw that Reb Zeira was killed right now, why did he wait till tomorrow to daven for Tchias and Mason? Because he was a little bit drunk himself. He got up. He saw that Reb Zeira was breathing. He saw that he was just drunk. Fine. Next morning, he sees he's still not feeling well. That's when he davens from the next morning. So by the fact that there's no vav here, the right way to read this, some say, is if he really killed him, was Kom Rabba v'shachte. Rabba got up and shachted him. It says Rabba got up. Period. Shachte Reb Zeira. And that's how they explained, according to this opinion over here of the Meiri, that it has nothing to do with Rabba. He was sick. He was sick. He got up. He didn't get up. He davened for him to get up. He got up. Not that he actually killed him. That's another way to understand this. Okay? And they all talk about the wine is in the throat, and that's why it used the language shochte instead of sochte. So, okay, nice terutz over here. Okay. Fine. So, some suggest it was, the majority seem to suggest it was really he killed him. That's the way most read it. Others suggest, no, he just was very sick. He didn't actually go and kill him over here. They ask a very interesting aside before we get again to the real halacha maisa. Assuming, according to the opinion, that he was killed, that Reb Zeira died. Did his wife need a new ksuba and a new kiddushin when he comes back the next morning? Hey, great question. If a person has a code, his heart stops, right? Is the guy dead and then he's alive, or he never died? So in a code situation, the halacha is, you know, the guy's not dead. His wife's not a widow. There's no tumor there, right? The guy's not dead. His heart stopped for 2 minutes. They were doing chest compressions. They did all sorts of manipulations. And Baruch Hashem, they resuscitated the guy. In retrospect, you see, he was never dead. If there were items there, they didn't become tummy. If there was a coin there, he's not tummy mace. It's not a problem. If his wife committed znus at that moment, she's an eishes ish, right? If she's not allowed to collect a ksuba, she doesn't need a new kiddushin. And you know where they want to bring a raya from? Where do you think they want to bring a raya from? Sleeping. Well, sleeping is a 60th of death. That's not a bad idea. But something where we all died. Har Sinai. It says all Klai Yisrael died on Har Sinai when we heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revived us. We died. It says that we died. So the Medrash says that, and it says no place that we all needed to give our wives new kiddushin. So they want to bring a raya from there that if you died, but you didn't really die, and this he didn't really die. He's perceived for the fact he resuscitated that he wasn't really dead. So some want to suggest that a raya didn't have to give his wife new kiddushin again. Okay. Interesting little aside over here.
Is Rava theoretically, is he Chayiv Bezdin? Yes, he went back and resuscitated the guy, but he's still Chayiv.
So he'd be Chayiv Misa. No, he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. If he had Edim Hasra, because he didn't kill him. He'd be Chayiv maybe damages. That's a whole separate. No, he didn't. Ultimately, he wasn't killed. If you kill somebody and you resuscitate them, then by definition, this halacha says that you didn't kill him. That's it. But we have lemaisa. This really does come up, Danny, all the time. You do it all the time. You resuscitate somebody. His heart stopped. He's dead. You know, we all agree. The guy stopped breathing. The guy stopped having respirations. Lekuli alma, that guy is dead. Brain death, not a question over here. The guy stopped breathing. His heart stopped. But you resuscitate him. So if you resuscitate him, it showed that that wasn't death. That was just a pause. Right? Everybody stops breathing for a few seconds at a time, right? You don't kill. You're not constantly breathing. You take 12, 14 breaths a minute. That means the rest of the minute you're not breathing, so to say. And your heart's beating 80 beats a minute. Okay, that means for someone a minute it's not beating. Okay, a few seconds, whatever the time is, it's beating, it stopped. It's beating, it stopped. It's beating, it stopped. So that's not dead. You're not dead for that tenth of a second, then you're alive. Then you're dead and you're alive.
Yeah,
death has to be irreversible. So this wasn't irreversible. So he doesn't.
One time?
But it's not irreversible.
What's the longest time?
I'm sorry?
What's the longest time?
Didn't look somebody in the
So there are reports that people were drowning that you can have sometimes being out for even an hour or something like that. But that's a separate, unique situation. But regular people, they have the whole idea of cardiac donation. So after cardiac death, so the different places that have a different amount of time they have to wait to show that the guy's really dead. Some say 5 minutes, some say 10 minutes, some say 15 minutes. There are case reports of people 10, maybe up a little bit more to 15 minutes where they stopped. And then it restarted spontaneously without medications. And certainly we've had people, that they're coding them, and then they suddenly get 20 minutes later, half an hour back later. So they've artificially kept the circulation going and kept the oxygenation going, but the heart was stopped for half an hour sometimes, and then you get a rhythm back. They always have a great prognosis, but that's a different discussion.
Was he potentially dead from that moment?
Looking at this idea that he was never considered halachically dead if you resuscitated him, at least from a, this is Maisa Nisim, so it's hard to discuss.
Yeah.
Practical halacha, if a person codes, he's not dead. He's not matame meis, he's not matame as a meis, his wife's not a widow at that point. You know, he's alive for all halachic intents and purposes. If somebody were to kill that person then, at that point in time, so he's alive. Okay. All right. So that's the story. Now, what is the halacha? How are we supposed to take home? What's the take-home message? So I'll read you first Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go into a much, much deeper discussion. So we'll go straight to the halacha l'maisa first. And this is what people need to know, the takeaway message over here. What is the real halacha? How do we posit this? And then we'll get into much more of the very important discussion over here. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, so I'll read you the Kitzur over here. Vishosa yayin, you have to drink the yayin in the suda. That's what it says. You should ideally drink enough wine that you'll fall asleep. Okay? And that's what it was brought down. The Beis Yosef said, he passed like the Rabbeinu Ephraim, but Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch, quotes this din. So he changes around from the Beis Yosef. Why? I don't know. In any event, the Ramah says, "V'yesh omrin dein tzarich lishtaker kol kach." The Ramah says, "Don't get so inebriated." Yishte yoser milimudo. We paskin like the Ramah. Don't drink to the point of drunkenness. Drink a little bit more than you used to. So, if a guy's used to having 4 ounces of wine with his supper, so have 6 ounces of wine, 8 ounces of wine. Where does that come? Where does the Ramah say to down a blue label? You know, a bottle of blue label. Where does it say that? It doesn't say that in halacha. says, Ein tzarich lishtaker kolkach, and I'll explain why the Rama and where the Rama got this from. Yishte yoser milimudo v'yishon, and go to sleep. Right? If a guy's not used to drinking, you drink two glasses of wine, you're half asleep. Right? And then you yotze 1,000%. Ubitoch sheyoshen any odeya bein oraham l'baruch Mordechai. You wake me up in my sleep. I can't tell you who's who. I'm asleep. So that's yotze this din. The Prima Godim says, Kosa Prima Godim Kain Roy Lassos. The Prima Godim, the premier super commentary on Shulchan Aruch, says, this is how we paskin. Don't get drunk. Drink a little bit more than usual, and that's fine. And then the Rama says, you want to hold more like in line with the words of the Mechaber? You want to hold more like words in line with the Rama, the Prima Godim, Mishnah Berurah, and half the other, all the other poskim that say, don't get stinking drunk? As long as you're doing whatever you're doing, l'shem shemayim. Nobody says if you're doing it not l'shem shemayim that that's allowed in any way, shape, or form. It's 1,000% osur, as I'll show you. How does the Mishnah Berurah hold over here? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Okay, he brings down over here v'chein roy lasos. He quotes the Prima Godim and says this is what a person should do. No mincing of words. Mishnah Berurah. We pass it like the Mishnah Berurah. Why do we all ignore the Ramah, the Prima Godim, and the Mishnah Berurah for one of the most important and potentially deadly averus of all time? What happened? Where does it say not to follow the normal posting that we pass it? Okay? He brings down the Pri Chodosh. Okay? Shekivon Shahadoros Mikul Kolim. We are not on the spiritual level of Rabba and Rav Zera, to say the least. Roy Linog nowadays, the Pri Chodesh says, we should paskin like the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who was brought down by the Beis Yosef. Don't follow this halacha l'maisa. It's no longer extant. It was maybe in the time of Rabba and Rav Zera the first year, but not in the second year. And this is brought down from the Ran in Megillah. Okay? And that's the basis of the Ramah, he says. L'maskonas ha-gemara ein chiyuv lishtakir b'purim ad lo yoda. That's how the Rabbeinu Ephraim learns our Gemara. It brings us a story, get drunk. It tells us a din of get drunk. It brings us a terrible story that somebody died. Fortunately, he was happened to be killed by an Amora who could do triyas ha-meisim. And therefore, don't let this happen again, because you're not Namora and you don't can't do Chdiras Amesim. And even Rav Zera told Rabba, not this year, no longer. V'lo lishtos elo me'at yosem imashem murgo lishtos biyontif. V'yotze bozeh yedei chova. That's the pre-chodosh. Okay? Rav Ozna says, how much is more than yosem ilimudo? Should make you a little tired and you should be a little happy. And that's it. To make a chilul Hashem, to be brought into the emergency room stinking drunk and have the nurses tell me, oh, it's the Jewish St. Patrick's Day, Rahmana Litzlan. Where does it say that? I'm reading you. I haven't editorialized too much. I'm reading you what the poskim say. That's Shulchan Aruch. That's how we paskin. This isn't the philosophy book. Now, and I'll read you some other stuff. You get a real flavor over here what the Gedolei HaPoskim say about this. Read your Gemara in Sanhedrin first. Gemara in Sanhedrin just talks about the evils of wine. Just real, real, real quick. Amar Chanan, lo nivra yayim bolim el nachem avelim l'shalim schal rishoyim. Okay, vichem avelim nebuch, we shouldn't go from such a thing. The other purpose of wine is to make sinners get their happiness in this world so that they're going to burn in Gehenna. Right? That's the purpose of wine. L'shalim schal rishoyim. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Omer Aleph, says further there, Al teri yayin shem'adim pneim shel rishoyim. Don't drink wine because it makes the rishoyim ruddy and happy. Bolam hazeh, Umalbin pneim liolam haba, makes them white out of embarrassment in the world to come. Rava says the same idea. Alter yayin shachriso dam, it leads to death. People that are drunk do all sorts of things. You know, all sorts of immoralities, all sorts of terrible things. They wake up and say, I can't believe I did that when I was drunk. Forget Purim for a second. That's just general. Now, what about Purim? So I want to read you a series of great Gedolei Yisrael, what they had to say about this. The Kolbo, Arishon. He says as follows, and I'm reading you word for word, no editorializing. Quotes our Gemara. Chayev Adin Lebasumi Bepurya. He says, you're reading the Gemara wrong. Lo shi shtaker. It doesn't mean you should get drunk. Even if you want to keep the girsa and say we paskin like this. He says, you're reading it wrong. That's not what the word besuma means. Lo shi shtaker shashikrus asur gomer. He says, how can it possibly be that you're commanded to do something, midirabbanan, that's also midiraisa? He says, it's asur to get drunk. Listen what he says. These are the most powerful words. Ein lecha aveira gedula mizu. I read it one more time. Ein lecha aveira gedula mizu. There is no greater sin in the world than getting drunk. That's what the Kolbo says. Now, why? Why is that? Well, where does it say that? He says, shu goreim. Obviously, if the guy gets drunk and doesn't do anything, it's not the worst sin that ever occurred. But he says, it's Gorim, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Damim, and Lukamas Avera, Zulasla, Zulasan. Horrible things people do. Anybody who knows, knows. People end up doing all sorts of znus, they do all sorts of terrible Averis, all because they're drunk. So he says, it's the worst sin in the world. I'm reading what the Kolbo, Arishon, says. Ein Lucha Avera Gedula Mizu. So what's the din here? Sheyishta Yosef Milimudo. That's where everybody gets it from the Kolbo, as well as the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Mat, drink a little bit more than you used to. Kidei sheyar belismoch, to make you happy. Drink a little bit, you get happy. A little bit. L'sameach ha'evyonim. So you'll make poor people happy. People have trouble putting the hand in their wallet. So they have a glass, so then maybe they'll put the hand in their wallet a little bit more. Okay? V'zui ha-simcha shlema. That's the meaning of Purim. Okay? The Beis Yosef quotes this Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he says, we paskin against this din, and he quotes the Orach HaSachayim and the Kolbo. Sfas Emes. Niru l'fari she'ena kavona she'mechuyiv l'shtaker kol kach. Achlo Yoda. He says, that's wrong. Just wrong. Like the Kolbo. He says, what does it mean over here? Adlo Yoda. He says, until you've reached that stage, you're mechuyev to be misameyach. After that, you're no longer mechuyev to be misameyach. To call a yom mechuyev lasuk b'mishta, you're supposed to enjoy Purim. Be with your family. Learn interesting Purim Torah at the Purim table. Oh, once it's Adlo Yoda, then the chiyuv is over. However, afilu kodem lishirze yotze kol shosik b'mishta. You're fulfilling the mitzvah. It's when does the mitzvah end? Who says you want the mitzvah to end? When you get drunk, the mitzvah ends. If you're just happy, the mitzvah stays there all Purim. Maril. This is what the Maril says. Most Ashkenazic minhagim are from the Maril. He says, Sha'alti S.P. Mari Segel. On the Reiki Dolan. Im Tzarech L'Shtaker B'Yosef. Yeah, are you supposed to follow the simple reading here like Rashi has? V'heishev Elai D'ochi Pirish D'boruch Mordechai V'arur Homer Him Olin B'Gematria B'Shove. This is the famous thing. Everybody knows this. Tof Kuf Beis. That's what it comes to in Gematria. Arur Homer is the exact same Gematria as Baruch Mordechai. He says, you have to be able to have enough wine that you can't do that calculation quickly in your head. You can't do the gematria. That's me to be able to differentiate between quickly, do Aruch Hama, without a drink of wine. It's not so easy to calculate the gematria as Aruch Hama, Baruch Mordechai. I saw a beautiful vart brought down. Could I just say here, it's brought down. It's such a nice idea. From the Drashas Chassam Sofer. He says, this is the way of the world. He says, it's Aruch Hama, Arur is the majority of the gematria of Arur Haman. Haman's only a small part of it. And Baruch Mordechai, Mordechai is the part of the gematria that's the major part of that. They both add up to be Tavkuf Beis, 502. So he says, that's the way of the world. Rishayim, they start off with a big bang, and they end with a little nothing. And Tzaddikim, they start off quietly, and they end with a big something. So it's a very cute idea over here as to the way the gematria is structured, that by the Haman, it's mostly up front, and by the Tzaddikim Mordechai, it's mostly in the end. Okay. So that's what the Maril says. And he says this the same thing. Aguda says the same thing. The Sefer Aguda says the same thing, that he says, don't drink too much. Okay. I want to read you what the Shelusu Tshuvos Yad Chanoch says. Okay, this is a very interesting idea. Now he says, he starts off that this is a little bit of a shtickle of a milsa de bidichusa. He says this was said over by a great chassid, Rav Yosky Haniskar. He's talking about him, Shemati. He heard this when he was a young boy. He says it was Purim Torah, but he says it's emes. Now listen to what he says. It says in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, three things. Hani tlas mili avida rabbanim de mishani bimilayu. Talmud Chacham should never lie. It says three things that Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie. Change his words a little bit. Echad mihen bipuria. What does puria mean? Puria literally means your bed. So if somebody asks the Talmud Chacham, did you have relations with your wife? He doesn't have to answer him. He can say, no, well, yes, he's allowed to be mishana. It's a pros type of a thing. He's allowed to be mishana, kavod abrius, etc. So he says, I don't understand. Is that really what that Gemara is saying? Hayitachin, is it possible? Sheyishal tzuvim mid rabban nish l'reyeu dvarim kela. Would one Talmud Chacham ask another Talmud Chacham, did you have tashmish with your wife last night? It's a prost. Who could imagine a Talmud Chacham asking another Talmud Chacham something like that? He says, that's not what the words mean. He says, hapirush ha'amiti v'hanochon. He says, brings down from the Marsha. Milas purya doesn't mean a bed here. Means Purim. And you're allowed to be Mishana, not your bed, but about Purim. What do you mean you'd be allowed to be Mishana about Purim? Ah, Gemara, Chayiv Inish L'Besumi B'Purya. A person is Mechuyiv to drink something on Purim. So he says over here, you know what? You don't want to drink too much. So somebody says, ah, would you like a drink? Say, I had it ready. That's what it means. You don't have to take an extra drink more than the minimal shia. I, that's lying, I had it ready. You're allowed to say that. That's Mishana Talmud Chacham Bipuria, because you don't want to get drunk on Purim. What a innovative, interesting. Milsa de Bidichusa says it's Purim Torah, but he says it's Emes. And finally, I want to bring down from Rav Avad Yosef Zatzal, the great Rav Avad Yosef in the Echav Das. He writes as follows. Brings down from Rav Sternbuch in the Moad de Musmanim. He says as follows. Havi Masha Motza Bekuntris, Abnei Torah, Shekovim Misibas Purim, that they get together and they make all sorts of Purmishpils and stuff like that. Mislotzilim Arabonim, the Tamidi Chachomim, the Omer Al Isu Chomish, Lashon Hara, Ubizi Tamidi Chachomim, not a good thing, he says. Osa Kain Ein Lo Chelik L'Olam Haba. Then he says, brings up in the Mimuke Yosef, Chayev Inish L'Besume Bepurya. Adlo yada. Okay, what does that mean? Hailu loma amile de b'dichusa. It means also, it means v'lismoach b'simcha shel mitzvah. It means to enjoy Purim. V'lo and not shishtaga b'shichruso. They should act like a crazy drunk. V'yemoshich achaschok v'kalus rosh v'nivupeh. What happens when people get drunk? L'shem shamayim. But they don't say stupid things out of their mouth. They don't say nivul peh. They don't say lashon hara. They don't say all sorts of things that are inappropriate to be said. Ein zeh simcha. He says, you're not mekayim in the midst of simchas purim. That's hoilulus v'sichlus. It's stupidity and lightheadedness. And he brings down, this is the opinion of the Kenyan Torah, v'hadvorim berurim v'lashomim yinoim Baaleim Tavo Birchas Tov. Anybody that listens to me over here and doesn't get drunk and doesn't go crazy, call a kovo to them. Finally, I want to conclude just.
There is
an opinion that says if you read it very narrowly, it says you get drunk. But so now I want to conclude,
hey,
Steve.
Rashi.
I want it so right. I'm not trying to pull something over your eyes. I read you everything. There's plenty, many more. I just don't have time. I want to read you the last Mishnah Berurah here. Assuming you don't want to listen to a single thing that I just said, all the opinions that I brought down. You don't want to listen to a single one. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? It brings out from the El Yezuta. Mikol Mokum. Yir El Yo Zoy B'in Etil Sidayim B'chas Amotzi B'chas Amozom. There are dinim about the Suda of Purim. You got to be careful to wash your hands. I'm doing the Mishnah Berurah Yomi right now. I'm doing all the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Beautiful halachas to do it properly. You have to make a proper bracha, amotzi. B'yachalta v'savata v'irachta z'adin d'oraisa of benching. Yeh simcha shul mitzvah. And he says, all of the things that you have to do, you have to have kavana over here. Rachmana litzlan. If you're doing all these things without kavana, without doing it properly, so then you're over so many surim. If you have to bench the rice, and you don't bench the rice because you try to fulfill a shita, possibly, of a mitzvah derabanan, so that's a terrible, terrible thing. You're over an issa deraisa, kuma seiv, yachalta v'savot v'irachta. You forget the daven ma'ariv. You're daven. I've seen people daven. It's a to'eva. The davening is a to'eva. If you daven when you're stinking drunk, kishichu shalot. So the bottom line is, there is absolutely a kiyum of the mitzvah. One can absolutely be mekayem the mitzvah in many, 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 many ways according to the way we paskin without getting drunk. And even if you do want to get drunk, you have to do it with wine according to most poskim. You have to do it in the context of the suda, and you have to do it in the context you absolutely will not be over any other isurim. So again, l'niyaz dati, you follow the simple reading of the Ramah, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah, and many, many others, is don't get drunk. You can have a little bit of wine, and this way fulfill the mitzvah properly. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, mi rotzei kol shvach lezakus, yis Yisrael, lefiko chir, b'mtar mitzvah shenemar, v'noi chol beis l'man, siko, yagdil torov yadir. Skadel v'yiskadei, shmi rabo, dolemo adibro, chusei, ben lichma, chusei, v'chayichon, v'yamechon, chayir chol beis Yisrael, b'agol ov zman, kol yivim romei, hei shmei rabo, mi vorach, yolam yomei, omayor, yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yisparach, v'yisumam, v'yisnasei,